Welcome to Hot Weekly.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jonathan.
I'm Crystal.
And this is Haunt Weekly, a weekly podcast for the haunted attraction haunt entertainment community. Whether you're an actor, owner, or just plain aficionado, we aim to be a podcast for you. And we come to you today from a different location than normal. The ambiance, if the sounds, if the bouncing of the waveforms are different, it's because we come to you this week from inside our haunt.
Yes.
Which is good news in that our haunt is literally the most available free space we have because we've almost completed clean out.
Yes.
And it's bad news because our house is fucking trashed.
Well, yeah.
It's the yin and the yang. Clean haunt, dirty house.
Yeah, and then this is kind of where we've spent most of our past 3-4 weeks.
Yeah, and especially the past 2 weeks. Hardcore on this. You know, we've been super busy on the haunt, getting ready. Of course, we'll talk about in a minute, two separate HauntCon tours.
Yes.
We're expecting a significant percentage of HauntCon to come by now.
Yeah.
So, this is getting a little crazy. So, we'll talk about that in just a minute. But first things first, if you stumbled upon an MP3 of this in an archive somewhere or ran across this on the YouTube, take a moment. Go to hauntweekly.com. It has all the great options for following us. You can also find us on Facebook at Haunt Weekly, Twitter at Haunt Weekly, youtube.com/hauntweekly is our YouTube channel. And we're also on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, anywhere else you can find a podcast. Look for Haunt Weekly. We're there. Mm-hmm. I don't know how.
Yeah.
MFM, but we're there. Yeah. All right. We have a lot to go over this week. This week's topic, because we kind of needed a softball this week. I'm not going to lie to you guys.
No, and
we've probably put 60 hours into the haunt each.
Yeah.
Over the past week, and that's not even an exaggeration.
No, lots.
And that's on top of working full-time jobs.
Yeah.
It's been 12-hour days pretty much nonstop.
Exactly.
So yeah, we've been absolutely swamped. But, so we needed a bit of a softball. We're talking about 5 haunt purchases we regret, and 5 that we loved.
Yeah.
So hopefully, maybe this will be some buying tips for you. We'll go into the details about the topic in a minute, but first things first. Conference reminders. Crystal. Actually, you want me to take this one since we have so much to go over?
If you want to, it's fine.
No, go ahead.
Okay. January 17th through the 19th. That's this week. Oh my God!
I need to set my beer. Hang on.
HauntCon Halloween and Party Expo is going to be here, literally, at the Ernest N. Memorial Center.
Where we're fucking sitting.
Convention Center. Also, like we just said, features us. We will be speaking. We are also on the pre-show bus tour.
Yes, we talked about it last week. We were pretty certain it wasn't going to happen.
Right.
We've been approached, and they're like, yeah, we want to swing by before, you know, they head out and do the Mississippi bullcrap.
Yeah.
And that sounded smart. I mean, it sounded like they had a good idea, but I'm like, yeah, our road's crap. I don't know where you're going to park the bus.
Yeah.
And we're just a tiny home haunt, about 625 square feet, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I really don't know if we're worth all the headache and potential legal issues.
Right.
That come from it. They decided they are.
Yeah. They decided they wanted to see us. So
I did the worst sales job in history.
You did. You're a good salesman. So,
but apparently, even when I try to fuck it up, I sell it pretty good. So
yeah,
I'm going to be in communication with them tomorrow, actually, about a few details.
Right.
Hopefully, we'll get everything sorted out pretty quickly. But yeah, it looks like they'll be here 9:30 a.m. Thursday. So bright and oily.
Yeah.
9:30 a.m. We both will be here for that.
Yes.
You'll be taking an hour off from work.
Yes, I have permission to do that.
I will be here. We'll be shepherding, I think they said, about 40-ish people or so. Full bus load, basically.
Yeah.
Through. And this will be an exclusively lights-on tour.
Yes. No actors, just us.
No haunt lights, even. I just intend to leave the house lights up, frankly.
Yeah. Yeah, because... Yeah, that's a thing that's happening.
Came out of bloody nowhere.
Yeah.
And the thing is like, I was always willing to work with HauntCon, but I never approached them and said, hey, you guys want to tour my haunt? Because We're fucking nobodies, man.
Right.
Why the fuck would HauntCon want to tour our little, you know, garage haunt?
Yeah.
That just seemed crazy. And the idea never even entered my mind. It wasn't a lack, like, oh, screw HauntCon. It wasn't nothing like that. It was just I didn't think we were worthy.
Yeah.
And I much prefer the idea of having like 30 or 20 to 30 of our semi-drunk friends
yeah.
coming through and having fun with it. Especially
right.
the home haunt crowd.
Yeah.
Which that will be happening still Friday yes. night.
Yes.
7:30. Look, guys, I'm going to be honest. We're booked up on that. I'll talk more about it in a minute, but we're booked up on that.
Yeah.
I think we've allowed our last plus one at this point.
Yeah.
We can't bring more people. Literally, we are stuffed up. I am so happy that so many of you are interested in this.
Yeah.
I'm beyond belief on it.
Now, if you have your own transportation,
absolutely.
Do mention that, please.
Yeah,
let us know.
I'm going to be putting out a call. We have an event on our Facebook page
yes.
at Haunt Weekly, once again, that covers this. If you are not marked as going, mm-hmm. you're not going. I hate to be blunt about it, but you're not going unless you have your own transportation.
Yeah.
If you have your own transportation, Godspeed. Now, because we have so many people, we're canceling the idea of the crawfish boil.
Yeah.
It's just too big. It's too unwieldy.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think you guys would rather get to Crown and Anchor faster.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're doing you a favor. But anyways,
yeah.
Well, not really a favor. Crawfish boil, Schlitz's crawfish boil would have been awesome.
Yeah, it would have been fun, but there's just a few more people than we expected.
Yeah, we did not expect it to get this big. This blew up, as they
yeah.
say. So
now I am still planning on making a small gift.
Yes.
I'm working on those at lunch at work this week. I'm hoping that I'm able to get all of them done.
Yes, gifts will be had.
Yes.
But, yeah, we cannot feed everyone at this volume, I'm afraid. Not
no.
on our budget.
Yeah.
It's just, y'all are too enthusiastic. It's
yeah.
y'all's fault.
Well, that and crawfish prices, while they're dropping, are still like $5 a pound.
Yeah. And, you know, that would make it about $200.
Or more.
Or to feed everyone.
Yeah, it'd be more than that.
So it's too much. We can't do it. Especially after sinking so much money and getting the haunt ready.
Yeah.
So it was ambitious to begin with. I'm sorry, guys. I'll be posting about that in the group. We just made that decision like right before we went on air.
Yeah.
So you're hearing about it here first. But yes.
HauntCon.
HauntCon.com for more details.
Yes.
Holy shit, that was a lot.
Yes, HauntCon.com for more details about what's actually going on at HauntCon.
Facebook.com/HauntWeekly for details on the event on Friday night. And HauntCon.com for details about the bus tour. They are sold out on the bus tour. So if you were hoping to get in on that bus tour, you're out of SOL, my friends.
Yeah.
All right, after that, there's other conferences, I promise.
Yes.
February 21st to the 23rd, it's Haunt X, the Haunters DIY Expo in Pomona, California at the Fairplex. We'll be touring Asylum Haunted House, both lights on and off, and features a costume ball. HauntX.com for more details.
Okay, March 19th through the 20th, it's Transworld Halloween and Attraction Show in St. Louis, Missouri at the America Center, co-located with Transworld's Christmas Show and the Room Escape Show. Darkness and Lent Brewery Behind the Scenes Tour features a party at City Museum on Thursday, a performance by the Vampire Circus on Friday, and a werewolf ball on Saturday. HaShow.com.
HaShow.
Yes.
All right. After that, May 15th through the 17th, it's the West Coast Haunters Convention in Portland, Oregon at the Doubletree Hotel Portland, touring the Fear Haunted House. Also includes a costume ball, a silent auction, and the Nightmare After West Coast Haunters Convention Film Festival. HauntersConvention.com for more info.
Okay, also May 15th through the 17th, it's Ohio Halloween and Haunters Convention at the Ohio State Reformatory in Mansfield, Ohio. It features a ghost hunt, costume party, haunted house tours, and what are they? Well, you can find out whenever they're listed at OhioHHC.com.
Yes, indeed. Lots of good stuff coming your way there. Then finally this week, June 5th through the 7th, it is Midwest Haunters Convention in Schaumburg, Illinois, at the Renaissance Schaumburg Convention Center Hotel. They have indeed announced the tours. I forgot to add them into the show notes. We've been a mite bit busy. I apologize. Japes mentioned them. I recognize the haunts. It's going to be an awesome tour. Oh, there. Hang on a second.
We did this last week, too.
Yes, we did, and I forgot to fucking fix it, okay?
Sorry.
It's been a long week. Okay, Oh, then their site isn't updated. Only Japes has it, apparently.
Yeah.
God.
That is also the same as last week.
Well.
So if you want to find out what tours are going on, go
follow
over.
Jake Palace on Facebook.
And, or Lost
Souls. Lost Souls Haunted Bus Tour. Yeah, this is more
Lost Souls Chicago Haunted Bus Tour.
Yeah, yes. Sorry about that, guys.
But for the convention, go to MidwestHauntersConvention.com.
All right. So,
okay.
Crystal, a quick update on our haunt.
We're in good shape.
God,
I'd like to be able to take a few days off just to make sure that...
I know us, and I know how we haunt best.
Yeah.
And the way we do that is we do clean out like on a Monday, like we do it tomorrow, which may be practical, actually, at this pace.
Yeah.
Maybe possible. We do that, and then we spend a day or two just kind of roaming it. Looking at details, finding things that we can quickly tweak.
Yeah.
Little details we can add or correct. Nothing big. You're not moving any scares. You're not building any big. But you know what I mean? Little things you can clean up or fix.
Yeah.
And just kind of doing the niggles.
Right.
For a couple of days. And it's nothing formal. You're just kind of roaming and looking and whatever makes you go, you fix. But right now, we're just dead tired. We are shot. We are dead on our feet. We literally today built the entirety of our outside L structure.
Yeah.
Ground up, including roof.
Yeah.
And it was bad because I built the... and I actually can legit say I, in this case, built the panels yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I did not expect to be able to build six of those six panels that quickly.
Yeah.
I only had a couple hours to do it. And I expected to get like three.
Yeah.
I'm afraid we'd finish them today.
Yeah.
Got all six. And then you and I, Three Stooges Construction Company, assembled them, put them up, added the roof, then realized, oh crap, we forgot the panel for the exit.
Mm-hmm.
Built the panel for the exit, put that up. Supported it. Got everything as level as it's going to get in the city of New Orleans.
Yeah.
Then we put a roof on the fucker.
Yeah, which we weren't sure we were going to do for Thursday.
But we decided to go ahead and do it because otherwise we would be probably forced to take it down pretty quickly after HauntCon was over.
Yeah.
And I like the idea of being done with it.
Exactly.
And then we did almost all the exterior. We got to get a few other pieces for the exterior.
Yeah.
But it's pretty much done. It looks good. It's solid. It needs to be lit, obviously. All lighting will take place probably tomorrow or Tuesday.
Yeah. And, you know, this isn't... We've got to pick up a few more pieces, and we're not sure if we're going to be able to fit them in the car, because we haven't tried before, so that'll be an adventure. But if not, you might see some empty spots in the queue line. Not the queue line,
the entrance L. you know, and such as it is at this early stage. I mean, and that's one of the problems we face right now is, well, we can get some supplies to the house with the road.
Yeah,
we're in no condition to be renting a Home Depot truck or getting any large vehicles.
Yeah, like there are some places inside the haunt that we really need
new
plywood. We really need plywood. We're not going to have it because we just can't get it here.
Yeah. When you get here, you'll notice that we have like OSB panels.
Yeah.
Stacked and shunted to one side.
Yeah.
In the front the back of our driveway. And the reason is because we got rid of them.
Yeah.
They're gone and we replaced those with plywood, but we have no means of destroying them and getting them in the trash yet.
Right.
And that's going to be a post-HauntCon prompt. So you're going to get to see a panel graveyard, too.
Yeah.
Enjoy. Ooh, big secrets and haunting.
Yeah.
Panels getting thrown out. I'm sure it's sexy as hell.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically, the interior of the haunt, though, is almost done. We're actually sitting in our second room.
Right.
I won't say what it is. We're sitting in the second room. It's looking quite good. All the zones have been at least primed.
Yeah.
One needs a small build in it. We've been kind of waiting until the last minute just because we knew we could do that at any time.
Yeah.
We kept putting it off because it's such a small thing and it's right there at the exit that putting up the outside L and all that didn't impact it in any way.
Right.
So we kept putting that off and we'll do that probably tomorrow right after work. Probably the first thing we do.
Yeah.
But once that's done, that's it for the builds. Detailing is done in 4 of the 5 rooms.
Three of the 5 rooms. And it's not up to what I... It's not up to where it's going to be in October. I'm sorry.
Well, I don't think anyone realistically expects it will be.
Yeah.
I think that'd be awfully mean to believe that.
Yeah. But no, it does look pretty good.
But everything is going quite well. And like I said, the exterior elements are up and in place.
Yeah.
Like I said, we have a little bit more work, but we're down to probably only about 5 more hours of actual work, if that.
I hope so.
If everything goes remotely smoothly, that's about right.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. But the tour on Friday, if you have your own transportation,
yeah,
please let us know.
Yeah. We'll be putting up a poll or something asking directly.
Because we have secured, we have, I think, 4 vehicles at our disposal.
Yeah, I think that's right.
We have, yeah, Dave, Leslie Ann, you, Ellie.
Yeah.
So we have roughly 16 to 20 seats.
Yeah.
Because there's an SUV involved in a giant huge truck and other shit. So we have roughly 20 seats.
Yeah.
If you have your own transportation, A, can you please use it?
Yes.
And B, can you take other people?
Yeah.
Because we have 30 people currently signed up. Now...
Yeah, last year I think we had 15 to 20.
Yeah, and everyone fit very comfortably in the cars we had.
Yeah. Well, a couple were squished, but we got everybody here, so.
And Ellie is looking at the possibility of renting a passenger van or something like that.
Right.
Just for the night.
Yeah.
The problem with that being it would be an overnight rental no matter what. It wouldn't be a one-day rental.
Right.
But we're working on that, and so that may be happening. But yeah, basically, if you have your own transportation, even if you can only take 2 or 3 extra people,
yeah,
let us know.
Please.
Because if you can get 5, if your car can seat 5, that actually solves half our problem.
Yeah.
Think of it that way.
Yeah.
You solved half the problem by just having a car.
Yeah.
That can carry 5.
Yeah.
And any car can carry 5.
Exactly.
So, any, like, you know, the Isuzu we had couldn't carry 5.
No.
You had to stack them like cordwood. It was a bench seat truck. But it could barely carry 2. It could carry 3 if you were very intimate with that third person.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But you know, the thing about it is we need help getting people here. And also, similar vein, if you're willing to Uber and Lyft,
yeah,
let us know. We may be able to help compensate for the cost of the Uber and Lyft.
Yeah. Yeah, or we may be able to, like, get one of the luxury ones, the SUV ones.
Yeah.
And help with some of that.
Or do the pool thing where a bunch of people pull in together.
Yeah, exactly.
We may be able to do something like that. So I'm going to be putting up a poll tomorrow or something. I'm going to put up a question at least.
Mm-hmm.
Asking for help getting people here because this has blown up way more than we intended.
Yeah.
Like I said, we've had to cancel the idea of the crawfish boil. It just isn't feasible.
No.
Financially or practically now. Because yeah. We don't have seating space for 30 fuckers.
We've got wood and cinder blocks. I'm sure we could come up with some. But yeah.
We have all the cinder blocks in the known goddamn universe. Build a great fucking wall of China with our cinder block.
Oh my gosh.
But
anyway.
But no, yeah. But yeah, I'm sure we could come up with something. But yeah. So we're asking for help with the transportation side.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we're like, you know, basically... 20 minutes into this episode,
mm-hmm.
Let's get to the topic du jour, topic of the week.
Okay.
Du jour means of day, but anyways, the topic of the episode is 5 haunt purchases we regret, 5 we loved. Now, there are some rules on this real fast.
Yeah.
First is, these are things we bought for the haunt.
Right.
Even if they have multiple purposes or might have been bought for other reasons for other people.
Yeah.
And that's just it. Haunters were constantly repurposing things for uses they're not intended for. So that kind of fits.
It does.
It kind of makes sense that we would have to throw that rule in. Second is, the items are in no particular order. This ain't a ranking.
No.
This is just 5 things that when we sat down and said, what haunt purchases pissed us off and what haunt purchases made us happy?
Yeah.
These were the things we blurted out.
Right,
like
exactly.
A regurgitation style. And also, just because we love or hated a purchase doesn't mean it might not be right for you. Please don't take it necessarily as a never buy this recommendation.
No.
It just sucked for us.
Yeah.
Fair?
We're just bad with it.
And maybe we bought the wrong thing for the situation.
Yeah.
That we.
And some of it was just youth.
Yeah. Youth and inexperience.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, now I'm old and experienced, and my back hurts after a day of homework. I prefer being young and experienced. Is there a way to get that combo?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, man. So, anyways, the regrets. Five haunt purchases we regret. First off, Harbor Freight power tools.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The list of power tools we have bought from Harbor Freight is fairly lengthy. I think it's 6 or 7.
Yes, because when we first started...
We had no money.
Exactly, and they were cheap.
We had less than no money.
Exactly, we could afford them.
I know for a fact we bought three drills, including one concrete drill.
Yes.
One hammer drill. We use it as the concrete drill. That's the only purpose it really has for us.
Yeah.
It's the concrete drill, but it's a hammer drill. Mm-hmm. So I refer to it as a concrete drill. We have bought, I know for a fact, we have bought skill saws. We bought basically a ton of crap. And the amount of it still in use in the haunt is one.
Yes.
And it was given to us as a gift. Like, and it's kind of the funniest thing. It's what got us started buying Harbor Freight stuff.
Right.
Because the very first Harbor Freight thing we came to own was a gift. It was from her dad.
Yep.
Your dad. And he bought us a chop slasher. It was a miter saw.
Yeah.
And that thing's been a fucking tank. We were just using it today.
Yeah.
It's outlasted like 10 blades or something like that.
Exactly. It's a beast.
It's been a beast. It has been a mother. Now, I admit, I have no idea where the clamps that were attached to it went to.
Oh, no. Those were lost a long time ago.
Those were lost probably sometime in the 2000s.
Yeah.
I have no idea where the little baggie that goes over the sawdust chute is.
No.
It had one. I swear it did.
Yeah, now we just get sawdust all over
now
us.
Now we just get pointed somewhere smart, basically.
Yeah, just make sure it's not pointed inside the haunt.
Yeah, but right now, definitely. But that's the only one that's lasted. Everything else, I remember the worst was the first hammer drill we bought from there.
Yes.
No, actually, we bought two hammer drills from them.
We did.
The very first hammer drill, we bought four drills. Jesus Christ, we never learned.
Yeah.
But we bought the first one we bought, it was one of the shitty Chicago Electric brands. And we took it, and we started drilling the very first hole, and it got about half of the depth it needed.
Yeah.
And then just died.
Yep.
It was a plug-in. This wasn't battery-operated.
No.
It just fucking died. You started smelling smoke that wasn't concrete smoke.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, I'm not working for you anymore. This is not my job.
Fuck you. I'm out of here. Peace. And now I'll give Harbor Freight credit. They took it back. They gave us an exchange, and we used that to buy buy one of the higher end ones.
Right.
And that one managed to complete the jobs we had.
Yep.
But it managed to completely break a little bit later.
Yeah.
Right now, I think our hammer drill is a Ryobi. Actually,
yes, that is.
We got that at the Ryobi outlet store, I believe.
And I think we got it on a Black Friday sale.
I thought we got it at the Ryobi outlet store Illinois.
I don't know.
When we're on trip. But we got a Ryobi. It's been working adequately. We don't use that drill but maybe 3 or 4 times a year.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have to be that great.
Right.
It just has to not fucking die on the first goddamn hole. I have very low standards when it comes to hammer drills, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Next item.
Spirit props.
Oh, baby Jesus.
Not even worth it at 50%. Not even at 75.
Not even worth dumpster diving. I'm sorry, Troy.
Yeah. Now, so the thing is that people who have the skills to fix small electronics, that's probably worth it for them.
In
we
some
don't
cases.
Have that.
Well, and the thing is, we actually kind of do. I can do some electronics fixes.
Yeah.
But part of my problem is not just that they break. The animatronics break, and that pisses me off.
Yeah,
and even
because they're expensive.
And they're expensive, and even if I can fix them, I don't feel like I should have to, and I get mad about it.
Right.
Because I can't do, like, circuit board repair, but I can reconnect wires and things like that.
Yeah.
I can do basic electronics repair, basically. But what miffs me is that even the static props...
Mm-hmm.
Look like trash. I mean, the problem with Spirit I've had is like when we first started haunting in 2005, we got Fred and Wilma. We got two animatronic zombies, and they were actually kind of decent.
I think they still work.
They do. They both still work. 15 years later, they still work, admittedly not with heavy use.
No.
But, and they looked okay. You could light them correctly and they would be believable.
Oh, yeah. For new haunters in 2005 in our early 20s or whatever.
Mid-20s, yeah. That was great.
Yeah, we thought they were freaking awesome.
Yeah, we put them in the fucking haunt in 2007.
Once again, they were gifts.
Yeah. Actually, we had your mom buy them for us. We paid her back. She stood in line in spirit for us.
Oh. I thought they were gifts.
She might have told us not to pay her back.
Oh.
But we picked them out. We saw them at Spirit, but we couldn't make it on November 1st for some reason.
Yeah.
And your mom did the deed for us. I remember this pretty well.
No.
Because she appropriately bitched about how she waited like an hour and a half in line. I would have been cursing your name too.
Yeah.
But the point of it is, those were all right, but ever since then, there's been this ongoing problem of the props getting more expensive and lower quality.
Yeah.
It's like the supply-demand curve is all fucked up on this.
Yeah.
It's bizarre. And the result of that is, it's not worth it. Like, even the half-off price, the November 1st, November 2nd price, isn't worth it most of the time.
No.
It just flatly is not worth it. There's nothing that Spirit has sold in terms of like animatronic or static prop that I've purchased. The things I purchase from Spirit these days, if I purchase anything at all, are like costuming odds, and then some of their weapons have been pretty good recently.
Right.
Their foam weapons have been decent. They sometimes have light bulbs and light fixtures you can't get anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
But that's been about it.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I bought some wigs on sale last year, but not this year, because this year they only had a 20% off.
Yeah, what the hell was up with that?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. But yeah, basically, I get it. I get being lured in by the siren song of Spirit props.
Yeah.
But no. Especially if you're a new haunter. Learn this lesson now. Don't spend your money on that.
No.
It is not worth it. And this is, like I said, I know we said, hey, just because it didn't work out for us doesn't mean it's not right for you. No, this one's not right for anybody.
Yeah.
I'm standing by that one.
Yeah, I tend to agree with that, especially with so many independent haunt suppliers out there.
Yeah.
That have some things that are lower end.
Yeah. And it's not just that, but like Home Depot has drastically stepped up their game.
They have.
You know, and Home Depot and Lowe's both have drastically stepped up their Halloween games. So you've got other stores you can go to and probably get better prices. The last time I remember, we made one big purchase at Spirit a few years back, went to Home Depot, saw they had the exact same things we bought.
Yeah.
33% cheaper.
Yeah, it was like the first year that
projection lights were big.
Yeah, fire and ice ones.
And then the minute those became big. And so we wanted some of those for the yard display. And we picked up like $100 worth.
Yeah.
Picked up a pretty good chunk of them.
Uh-huh.
For us, a pretty good chunk. And went across to Home Depot to buy some lumber. Mm-hmm. And checked out their Halloween section. And boo-chicky-yaka, there's the exact same thing. Third off. So we bought it again there, took the ones back to Spirit and got them refunded.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a dick over it, but not really. I mean, anyways.
No.
Moving on. Next, third haunt purchase we regret. OSB and wrong wood in general, but specifically OSB.
Yeah.
OSB's been the worst of it. Part of the project this year has been getting away completely from OSB wood. Like I said, if you come for HauntCon, there's some panels are still OSB. They're literally made with scraps left over.
Yeah.
Every full piece, I think, is, other than one that I'm staring at, is plywood now.
I think we have three walls that are OSB and then some scrap pieces.
Yeah.
Here and
but
there.
Long story short, though, they're just there because either we can't replace them because we can't get the plywood in.
Yeah.
Or there's another reason we can't change them out immediately. Mm-hmm. OSB has a lot of advantage over plywood, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
It is significantly cheaper.
Yes.
It's about half the price of plywood.
That's how we started with it.
I think, once again, broke. Mm-hmm. It is significantly cheaper than plywood. It is more consistent than plywood, mm-hmm, because of the way it's made. It's glue and wood chips, basically, is the way to think of it.
Mm-hmm.
And the result of that is you get a very consistent thickness. You get a very consistent bend to it.
Right.
You get a more consistent board than with plywood. And there are a lot of advantages to it if you were going to do something like hang vinyl siding over it, for example.
Yeah.
But for us, trying to turn these into walls, basically what it turned out to be was a flaky mess.
Yeah.
Because the wood chips, the wood flakes, will flake off over time.
Yeah, and you have to get at least 3 coats paint on it in order for it to be worth anything.
Where if you use decent paint on plywood, it's 1 coat and done.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm staring at some of the plywood walls around us, and these were just 1 coat jobs.
Yep.
For the
bare.
Bare paint. Yeah, B8, and that'd be another one added to the love list is bare paint, but
we're
honestly usually buying Oops paint, so we can't be sticklers. I can't claim that we actually buy it deliberately.
No. Luckily, lots of people do Oops paint and bare.
Yeah, I don't know why there's so much mistinted bare paint, but I'm not complaining.
Nope.
But yeah, God, and the other issue we've had repeatedly is, of course, not buying ground contact wood for outside use.
Yeah, we've mentioned this before.
Thinking that, okay, if we cover an exterior paint, or we do this, or we do that, it'll be fine. It's not. And like 1 year, we put up the entire outside L, and we're like, okay, yeah, it's not ground contact, but it's fine. It's only going to be up the week of Halloween. We'll take it down.
Right.
It was up 3 years.
Yeah.
And even though we had it like slathered in exterior paint, like it was fucking bathed in it.
Yeah.
It was still rotted in unbelievable ways when we pulled it down.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, we shouldn't have left it up that long.
No, we should not have. It was a horrible mistake. It nearly ended in catastrophe. It did not because we got to it in time. And we rebuilt the entirety of the outside L section. Better, stronger, and with, a proper roof this time. Not just this hackney shit we made up.
Right.
And most importantly, proper ground contact wood, pressure treated lumber.
Yeah.
Item number 4 of our haunt purchases we regret. Expensive costumes. Oh my God, a fair amount of money wasted here in the early years.
Yeah. Again, early years, early mistakes. Because the thing is that you can buy damaged or on sale costumes, and they look fine.
One year, I remember when we got a little bit wiser, there was a little costume shop in Gretna. It's not there no more. It ain't there no more, as we like to say here in New Orleans. But we would go in there pretty much every year, like early October, right?
Yeah.
As they were really ramping up, and just go to their little bucket of damaged costumes and just buy them.
Yeah.
Just buy the whole fucking bucket.
Yeah.
Everything that wasn't a kid's costume, we bought. Because it's all like, they were selling it like 50 cents, $1, $1.50. There's 20 costumes in there. Pay $30 and walk out.
Yeah. Don't care what it is.
I mean, we're just putting it on dummies, or it's going to be piecemeal on actors at most.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if it's cut or scraped or missing a button. Hey!
Right, exactly.
It's free distressed. You saved me time.
Exactly.
And that's just it. The first few years we had characters in mind. We bought fairly nice costumes for them. Then we realized that these costumes don't look that good.
No.
They certainly don't look as good as we paid.
Yeah.
And honestly, if you want to do like a doctor or a nurse thing, you're much better off going to Goodwill and buying some scrubs and a lab coat.
Exactly. Yeah. Because you can do that. They have them there. It's cheap.
You want to buy an apron? There's tons. Go buy an apron. Don't you? And it's one of the craziest things. Like a costume apron.
Yeah.
Like for a butcher scene or something.
Yeah.
Costs more than an actual fucking apron.
Oh, yeah.
The last time we bought an apron, this is no lie, we bought a welding apron from Harbor Freight.
Yeah.
Is it a good welding apron? I have no idea.
Don't weld.
We don't weld. He just wears it in the haunt.
Yeah.
Looks good enough. Looks like he's ready to kill something and have the blood drip off of him. That's what matters. We will buy expensive elements from time to time. Bernie's masks are fairly costly. They average $40 to $80 a piece, depending on the price we're able to get.
Yeah.
That's fairly pricey. His coats are, too. And sometimes we'll buy like individual weapons and things like that. They're fairly expensive. But as far as the costume, it's just so much easier
to go somewhere. And the other thing is that since we are dealing with realistic stories and killers.
Not fantastical stories.
Exactly. We don't need fantastical costumes.
Exactly.
We just need like regular street clothes that have been torn up.
Yep. Exactly.
So it does make it easier.
All right. And our fifth haunt purchase regret that we mentioned like immediately and when we were having this conversation, I think it might be the worst of them.
Yeah.
So much money flushed down the toilet with this one. Crappy security camera systems.
Yeah. If you came by the haunt last year, you saw all of the graveyard of them in the last hallway.
Yeah. That last hallway, the everyone's watching you, was literally made of security camera systems that sucked and fell out of complete favor with us.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is this. It would happen the same way pretty much every time.
Mm-hmm.
We would say, hey, we need a security camera system. We would price them out, check reviews, and we would make a purchase. And like I remember we bought a Harbor, at least one Harbor Freight one, maybe two. I know we got one online.
We got one from Sam's Club.
Sam's Club.
You got the Arlo's from there.
And we got another. We got a wired one, too.
Yeah.
We got two from Sam's Club. So, and this is the reason why it's not mentioned in the same breath as the Harbor Freight stuff. Because, yeah, the Harbor Freight one was one of the ones that pissed us off.
Yeah, it got used 1 year.
Well, all these got used at least briefly.
Yeah.
But the thing is, they had the same series of problems. The first one was low FPS, frames per second. Like, I remember, like, the one at Harbor Freight, I think it was, said, record at 30 frames per second. Cool. That's a good speed for a security camera. I mean, YouTube video is like 28 frames a second, so that's great. What they don't tell you on the box is that frames per second is divided up amongst all of the cameras.
Right.
So you have five cameras, each camera shooting at 6 frames a second.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very jerky motion, and it doesn't make good video. You can't really make much out in it.
No.
Also, a lot of them had weird formats, like video formats that nobody knew what to do with.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no good explanation on how to pull the video off of it.
Right.
Which also was a problem with unfriendly UIs in a lot of these. And I remember like the Arlo's fell out of favor with us because they just weren't good for a haunt environment. A, their batteries, they ate batteries.
Yeah. B, they didn't always record when they were supposed to.
No. The motion activated nature did not work well. And C, the other thing about them was the magnets that held them in place were not as powerful as advertised.
No.
You could very easily break or knock off those security cameras accidentally, especially in a haunted house environment.
Yeah, or the wall gets jostled and it moves and now it's not capturing anything.
Yeah, because even if the magnet doesn't let it drop, it shifts. And
exactly.
Anyway, so I think we have had at least 6 security camera systems in this haunt, each of them costing well north of $200.
Yeah.
And the TEND cameras, T-E-N-D, those have been the ones we've used the last 2 years and will be using next year.
Yeah.
They have served us very, very well. They're very simple. We pay for 1 month of premium access come October.
Yeah.
That gives us 60 days to get the security camera footage off of it.
Yeah.
And, or 30 days rather, to get the security camera footage off of it, and it records good quality video. And as long as we have a Wi-Fi hub in the garage.
Yeah.
It's great.
And it has sound.
Yeah. It's been about the perfect tool for us. And the FPS is great. And each is an individual unit. And they're very, very sturdy, surprisingly, despite not looking it.
Right.
They've survived jostles far better than...
Oh, yeah. They're not waterproof.
No.
So if you have an outdoor haunt, you don't want to do this.
But there are limitations, but...
Yeah.
For our purpose, they've worked out very, very well.
Yeah.
Okay, haunt purchases that we've loved. We've got about 15 minutes or so left in the podcast. Probably want to get through these.
Mm-hmm.
First one, the Harbor Freight tent.
Yes.
After beating up on Harbor Freight, 2 out of 5.
Right.
And the hate, we had to find one nice thing to say.
Mm-hmm.
And the Harbor Freight tent's the easy one.
It is.
This is the thing about Harbor Freight. You can get great deals. And the tent was the sweetest deal I think we ever got at Harbor Freight.
Mm-hmm.
This tent is a 25-foot long, I think it is, or is it 20-foot long?
I think it's 20...
It's 20 by 10, 10 feet wide, yeah. I know, at the base.
Yeah.
Curved tent. It's meant as a carport.
Exactly.
And we got it for the whopping price of $100, and I think it was like $103 and change.
Yeah, it was on sale.
It was on super double secret sale. And here's the thing. The tarp that goes over it If you go to the back and buy the tarp alone cost $123.
Exactly.
So we got it for significantly less than the cost of the tarp, and we got the skeleton for it. Here, and it was super easy to put together.
Mm-hmm.
You need two people because you're doing some higher up work and you're going to need some help. But it's super easy to do. Any moron can figure out how it goes together.
Mm-hmm.
And it has served, I think, 10 years in the hall, one capacity or another. For the first seven or eight or so, it was the queue line.
Yeah.
But we, am I about right? You're looking at me like,
no, I think it has been 10 years. Yeah. No, you're right.
But like the first 7 to 8 years, it was the queue line.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a little difficult to set up as a queue line because of the curved sides, but we made it work. It was real easy to decorate.
Well, yes and no. You weren't able to really decorate it in a theme.
Yeah, sure.
You could hang stuff from it, but you couldn't decorate the walls.
Sure. But it was really easy to set up and use, and we did a lot of great things with it.
Yeah.
And then when we built the new queue line, which is much better and much more professional, I think, we moved it to the backyard where it became the actor area, and it continues to serve there. Now, unfortunately, we had a storm recently that tore a hole in the tarp.
Right.
So we're debating, do we get a new tarp? Like we said, the whole damn unit was less than the tarp, and if we can snag that deal again, we might do that because, obviously, with the ravages of time, some of the metal poles have become a little rusted.
Yeah.
Nothing, like, structural.
Oh, no.
Nothing structural, but it could stand a freshening up. It's reaching near the end of what I would say would be its life normally anyway.
Right.
So my thought is, if we can get our hands on another $100 tent, we just do that and replace it.
Yeah. We either do that, or we just buy a tarp big enough to cover the two holes.
Mm-hmm.
And throw it over it and tie it down.
And that may be what we do, because you can get the tarp to cover that section for like $23.
Yeah.
Or $25, something like that. So I'm thinking we'll do that.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is, it has served us incredibly well. Actors love it. We love it. And for $100, it's easily one of the best purchases we've made for the haunt, period. And it was Harbor Freight.
Yeah.
And by the way, pro tip for shopping at Harbor Freight, the best price you can get at Harbor Freight is never the sticker price. There's always an extra percent off coupon in the mail or something you can get for those bigger. I don't mess with it for when we go to buy clamps or something stupid like
right.
that. I mean, I don't mess with it then. And we still do buy hand tools from there, especially hand tools we don't use super frequently.
Yeah. Basically, it's no motorized moving parts.
If it's got a moving part, we're probably ixnaying it.
Yeah.
A motorized moving part. But, like, clamps, we haven't had any issues with. Screwdrivers, we haven't had any real problems with. We just bought some levels from there.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that's perfectly fine, at least for our use. But, yeah, anything that has, especially battery-powered, my God, anything battery-powered at Harbor Freight, that's a suicide purchase.
Yeah.
We'll get more on that in a minute. Yeah. Next item.
LED lighting. Because, well, so we started the switch out a long time ago in the yard display, but now everywhere is LED.
Yeah. In fact, even now the haunt lights are LED. We've gone full LED on the haunt lights. We've taken the fluorescent bulbs out of here and replaced them with these LED units from Walmart, of all places.
Yeah, lights. And they are great, and
they are amazing.
And they're
$16 each.
Exactly.
We're buying them just to stock up on them now, I think.
Yeah.
No, but the move to LED has been so good to us.
Mm-hmm.
It has kept the haunt cooler. It's kept everything cooler. It's lowered our power bill in October significantly.
Right.
Because we're running the yard display 6 hours a night.
Yeah, and the yard display is pretty big.
But the main thing about LED lighting is the flexibility it has provided us.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the color changing bulbs that you can get. Now, and here's the thing. When we started doing this, because we started saying, okay, it kind of started the same way the OSB switch out did.
Right.
Which was like, look, we don't need to chuck it all.
Yeah.
But let's never buy another sheet of OSB again.
Exactly.
And just whatever leaves. And this was the year we're finally like, no, we need to start chucking some of this crap. It's not disappearing fast enough.
Exactly.
So we finally made the move. But we started the OSB switch out a few years back with that rule of, we just don't buy another sheet of it.
Mm-hmm.
And as things break, as things get moved, we replace them with plywood. that's why it started with LED. No, we're not going to just chuck all the LEDs and all the incandescents and all the fluorescents and into the bin, but we're not going to buy anything that isn't LED. And then finally we hit a point, I think 2 years ago or so, where it was like, yeah, let's get rid of the incandescent stuff. We don't need it.
No, the LEDs are brighter. They're safer.
Yep. They're brighter, safer, more flexible. And I'm falling in love rapidly with the LED strips.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really learning how to use those well, and that's been pretty awesome. And like I said, the color-changing bulbs. And here's the thing that's really cool. Like, when we started this, it was kind of an expensive decision.
Yeah.
Because LEDs were still fairly pricey.
Right.
They have dropped in price so much.
Oh, yeah. We just bought a little color-changing LED bulb from Five Below.
It was $5.55. And Five Below, my aching ass. But the point remains, it was a $5 damn bulb that colored with color-changing remote.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty good bulb. And so one of the tricks we've used is for a lot of the base haunt lighting, not the detail haunt lighting,
right,
is to use those color-changing bulbs so that way we don't have to keep climbing ladders to change color.
Exactly.
When we realize, oh, this is too bright, this is too dim.
Right. Well, and the other thing is that if you've been haunting a while, you know that changing the lighting in a room changes the entire room.
Yeah.
Or it can. So if you just change the color of the light, then you've changed the room.
Yeah.
So
I agree completely. So, yeah, to my mind, LED lighting, that switch out, has been a godsend for us.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm nothing but ecstatic about it. I can't imagine going back to incandescent at any point.
No.
And we just actually replaced, this is true, you may actually see them when you come by, the last fluorescent tubes in the house are gone.
Mm-hmm.
We replaced them with LED swap outs for those light fixtures.
Yeah.
And everything is so much brighter and comes on instantly, and there's never a hum.
Right.
It's great.
Exactly.
All right. Next item, tool organization. You know, I never realized how big of a deal tool organization was going to be. Mm-hmm. But we finally broke down this year, actually,
mm-hmm,
and invested in proper infrastructure to organize the tools.
Yeah, because we've attempted it before, like we've talked about, but yeah, we just completely failed at it. So now we've got everything where we can look inside of a
closet,
an area,
and put
our hands on what we need.
You need a giant clamp. There's giant clamps on the fourth shelf. You need the chisel for something. The chisel's in the little toolbox on the third.
I mean,
everything is in a very convenient place where previously we just didn't have enough we had enough storage space,
right,
but not enough organization space.
Exactly.
And yeah, I'm very happy to be rid of the rolling toolbox we were trying to use because it just wasn't adequate.
No.
We have too many things that are too big for that. And we needed the shelving unit, but we don't have room for the shelving unit and the toolbox. And since we don't really use it as a roaming toolbox,
mm-hmm,
makes sense to just go ahead and have the shelving unit.
It does.
And be done. This has saved so much time this year,
mm-hmm,
on this build. I noticed that things have gone so much more smoothly. We're not making runs to Harbor Freight to buy our fifth pair of tin snips or whatever.
No. Yeah. No, and we don't waste time saying, where is such and such?
Yeah. And then we also realized we own every bracket in New Orleans, pretty much.
Well, and like 6 tape measures, at least.
If anyone needs to borrow a tape measure, we got you covered. Oh, man. But yeah, so there's been some lessons about money wasted on buying extra tools we didn't need.
Mm-hmm.
But now everything's where we can find it. Things have gone so much more smoothly. It's been great. I don't know why we didn't do it sooner. Also, we have to give a minor props here for the storage shed we bought. We bought one of those relatively inexpensive metal storage sheds.
Right.
Put in the backyard. Mostly to store the stuff for the yard display.
Mm-hmm.
But without that, the HauntCon thing wouldn't be possible.
Exactly.
Because we would have the yard display stuff inside the haunt, and we couldn't open up the haunt, you know, without the yard display being out.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, think about it that way.
Yeah.
Item number 4.
Scream boxes.
This is one of our secret weapons, guys. Yeah. Pay attention to this one.
Yeah. These we bought from Simple Audio, and they're tiny speakers with motion sensors on them, so that whenever somebody walks by them, they make whatever sound you want.
Yeah, you can... It's got a tiny... It's not a very big storage device inside. I think you can expand it with an SD card, but we never bothered.
No.
It's got a tiny little hard drive in there that can hold like a few megs of audio, and you just drop whatever you want on there.
Yeah.
And it's frankly perfect for us as home haunters. We don't really need to worry about a complex full system yet.
Right.
It's really outside the scope of what we're doing. Now, if we ever do expand and we do want to do that, Sinful Audio is the first place I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have proven time and time again with these things, which are just tiny, kitschy things they were selling.
Mm-hmm.
Their service and support has always been great. They back their products super well. I'm very happy with them. But yeah, they no longer sell this particular product.
Yeah.
That said, you can still find the exact same unit on Amazon and elsewhere. If you need a link to it, let us know. But these are just great, and the batteries in them last for freaking ever.
They do. They really do.
They'll easily get through two seasons for us.
Yeah.
Usually. Easily. And they're surprisingly loud.
Mm-hmm.
They're tiny little boxes, like the size of a pack of cards.
Yeah.
I would say. But
so
they're
easy to hide.
They're very easy to hide and very loud, all things considered. It gets way better volume, especially in a small room,
yeah,
than you would expect. And it's the ideal use for us is to have it so that when people come into a room, a specific sound that you want to start when they enter that room plays.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want coughing in a hospital to start,
yeah,
you can do that. Or if you want to time it so that a song starts playing at a specific moment, like maybe at the same time something lights up, like the phonograph lights up or whatever.
Right.
You can do that. It's a very, very cool system. It's very cheap. They're like $20 each.
Yeah.
I can't recommend them highly enough. They've been awesome for us. We're probably going to pick up a few more, honestly.
Yeah, we should.
We really should. And our final haunt purchase, we love our tool upgrades we've been making in the last few years.
Yeah.
This haunt was built on crap tools.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
No.
A lot of what you see was originally built with crap tools. The Harbor Freight stuff died on the vine, but we ended up using the Craftsman C3 system for multiple years.
Yeah, and that was an upgrade from what we were using before that, which
yeah,
I don't even remember.
Which was bull crap. But yeah, the Craftsman C3 system was not very good. One problem was there were no impact drivers in the line.
Right. Yeah, there were no impact drivers.
That I can recall.
But they were such a big upgrade at the time. We were like, yeah, these are great.
I don't see any reason to change.
Yeah, but they took forever to charge.
Mm-hmm. Like 4 hours. And
yeah.
No kidding.
Exactly.
Which necessitated the purchase of extra batteries and the 4-head charging station.
Right. Exactly. And right now, our Makita Tools kit charges in about 20 minutes.
Yeah, a battery can go from pretty much drained to full in about 20 minutes, 20, 30 minutes. It's crazy. And we love the Makita impact drivers. We are never going back to drills again.
No.
We made that move a few years back, but we're never, ever going back. Well, drills are for making holes. Impact drivers are for putting screws in. That's the end of the story.
Yep.
Speaking of screws, though, we've also switched to Torx screws. It's been a bit of a headache because it was one of those changes where we just said, we'll never buy a Phillips head again. But boy, we still had to pull those Phillips heads out.
Yeah.
A lot of bit change in there. But nonetheless, we're pretty much exclusively Torx for now. That's been a good move.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly because they go in much more smoothly, I find, and strip much more rarely.
Yeah, because there's more sides to grip. So.
Yeah, there's so much more ways it can grip. Honestly, I am in love with Torx screws, and I don't understand why people still use Phillips head as the predominant one. And the good news is the screws that we really love now are almost exclusively T25 Torx.
Yeah.
And so we're just going to keep buying those. They're the coated screws that are for wood-to-wood applications that are just so smooth. It's like drilling into a baby. I should find a better way to phrase that.
Yes.
But anyways, also we've improved our clamps. I did not realize how much our crappy ass clamps were impacting our ability to get things done.
Yeah.
It's always like, okay, because You know, we didn't actually have a slide clamp until super recently, actually. Didn't really use them. We used spring clamps for everything. And realistically, we had spring clamps of an adequate size. In terms of being able to clamp things, mm-hmm. we could do it.
Yeah.
But those hold it so much better. Mm-hmm. So we're switching those out. Oh, yeah. We also, and what we're talking on right now is our new workbench that we have.
Right.
Our portable workbench. It has been, we bought that with a Home Depot gift card we got for Christmas.
Yes, you should thank your parents.
I should thank my parents. It was the best $50 I ever spent at Home Depot. Yeah. Or not spent at Home Depot, I guess.
Yeah, it's probably more accurate.
This has been, it's great. It's a DeWalt. And the thing I love about it is that it can hold 1,000 pounds mm-hmm. and set up and tear down are 3 seconds each.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Simple. It's super simple, and we can move it very, very quickly. We've been using it to saw, been putting the chop saw on it, Harbor Freight chop saw. That.
Well, yeah, because I hate getting on the ground. I'm too old to be getting on the
too.
Ground.
Yeah, we're getting too old for that shit.
Yeah. So, yeah, table is nice.
And also, the upgrades in step ladders have been a big help, too. Mm-hmm. We used to just buy whatever the cheapest step ladder was. Get Gorilla step ladders. They're a little bit more money, but my God, they are so much better designed.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize stepladder design even mattered.
Well, so the place where you put your foot is much wider mm-hmm. than the cheaper stepladders, mm-hmm. so it puts less pressure on your arm.
And it also has a great tiny little tray in it
yeah.
that stays upright even as you move the ladder.
Yes.
It's beautiful. Anyways, that has helped us more than anything with building this haunt.
Yes.
But that's all we have this week.
I'm going to put in one more love.
Okay, what is it? Go for it real fast.
The house. We wouldn't have a garage if we hadn't bought this house. We wouldn't have a haunt at all.
That is true. I don't think that was a haunt purchase as much as it was an us purchase, but the haunt was a consideration in the purchase.
Okay. So, we knew that we wanted to have a haunted house,
yeah.
so it had to have a garage, and it had to be within a school district, not too far from a school. No, we chose the house based on haunting.
Yeah.
We really did.
It was a big part of the decision, at the very, very least.
Yeah. So, that's my last thing to throw at you.
Well, on that note, everyone, that's all we have for this week. We got to finish getting ready for HauntCon. We're going to be doing the HauntCon. Well, actually, we're doing the news next week.
Yeah.
Actually, we may just skip the news because it's not a lot. It's January.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see how that works.
We'll make a game time decision on that one.
Yeah.
But we'll definitely be doing a HauntCon wrap up at some point. I'm really excited about it. We got a lot still to do, but we're in a good place to get it done.
Yeah.
On that note, if you want to follow along with this adventure, take a moment and follow us. HauntWeekly.com, HauntWeekly on Twitter, HauntWeekly on Facebook. YouTube.com/HauntWeekly is our YouTube channel. You can also find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcast from, we're probably there.
Also, remember, if you're coming by on Friday and you have transportation, you're willing to give a ride, please let us know.
We're going to set up. We're going to try to do some coordinating in the event page.
Yep.
Looking forward to it, hoping that we can make this work out and everyone gets a ride and gets through this very quickly.
Yes.
On that note, everyone, I'm Jonathan.
I'm Crystal.
And this has been Haunt Weekly, episode 215, talking about haunt purchases we regret and love. We will see you guys next week. Well, actually, some of you a little bit sooner.
Yeah.
See you then.